Merry Christmas, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Extra Point Podcast. And today, of course, is the Christmas Eve episode. It's December 24th, 2024, Tuesday, and really glad you've tuned in. Thanks for taking time to listen and jumping on board this episode. It is the pretty much apex of the holiday season or of the Advent season. Of course, tomorrow, Christmas Day, will climax everything, but Christmas Eve is always a wonderful day. Many of you, I hope, are off work or at least off for part of the day. Perhaps you've taken some extended time and you're enjoying multiple days with friends and family. I just trust the Advent season, the holiday season, the Christmas season has been especially meaningful this year. And I want to take some time on this episode to think about really what Advent does for us. You know, we spend four Sundays every year as a church family focused on Advent. We do some things different in our services. We delay communion till the final Christmas Sunday. We do various things to try to increase our anticipation, to give us a sense of what that longing would have been like in the Old Testament as they waited for Christ. And yet every Advent season, I'm reminded of something quite counterintuitive, is that what they were waiting on, when it arrived, it seemed rather insignificant. In fact, can I just be blatantly honest with you? It seemed rather unimportant and perhaps even odd. Because they were expecting a Messiah, a ruler. They were expecting a Savior, and one came for sure, but I think they were expecting a Savior who would save them more in an external, physical way. And it wasn't until the angel said, of course, to Joseph that you would name him Jesus, he would save his people from their sins. So he would be a Savior, no doubt, and he would ultimately save us from our enemies and oppression. But initially, he came to save us from our sins. And were they really expecting this? Were they looking for this Savior who would come as a baby in the little town of Bethlehem, whose mother would be an unmarried, probably teenage girl? There's a lot about this story that I think in that day, as it does in our day, it surprised them. It's not what they were expecting. It was seemingly insignificant. It was seemingly unimportant. In fact, it could have been even viewed as seemingly ugly. Like, for instance, you're expecting a ruler to be born, a king to be born, someone who's going to assume the throne of David. And what you hear is that a teenage girl is pregnant and she's not married. And yet the guy who is going to marry her doesn't divorce her, doesn't put her away quietly, as the text says, but instead commits to keeping his vow and does marry her and holds off on any sexual relations with her till after Jesus is born. So all of that, to the eyes of a stranger, to someone who's not really quite aware of all that's going on, just to the casual observer from a distance, it didn't just seem insignificant. It didn't seem mundane. It probably seemed almost out of order. It almost seemed inappropriate. Like, I can't believe that's happening over there. I can't believe they're thinking that is the event we've all been waiting for. And yet I find in that the counterintuitive truth that often the beauty of what's really significant in our lives lies in the fact that at the moment it can seem very unimportant. The ugliness of the moment sometimes is the very thing that makes something very significant later. And sometimes we're too quick to think that the glamorous is glamorous from the very beginning. Like, the initial moment has to be spectacular and glorious, when really some things that are the most significant and most meaningful, they take time to develop. They unfold in a way that we appreciate their worth and value later much more than we did at the beginning. And I think you'd find this true in your life in some practical ways. Perhaps you find this true in some relationships. Perhaps you find this true maybe in a job you have, or perhaps you find this true in a place you're living, that maybe what started off difficult or rough, or maybe at first what you weren't at all excited about, that almost seemed unattractive, and yet you felt like this is what has to happen, or it is what was happening. In the end, it proved to be very beneficial. It proved to be quite compelling. It was very significant in your life, though it didn't start that way. I'm reminded of an event in my life where this occurred. It's humorous, and it's not near to the level of perhaps some of your situations that would be much more dramatic and important. But I'm always reminded of this most Christmases as I think about how some things that are very significant start off looking quite ugly and insignificant. It was one Christmas. I think I was probably in junior high. I'm going to call it 13, 14, maybe 15-ish, ninth grade, eighth grade. But we just made our annual trip down to Tucker, Georgia. That's where my grandparents lived. It was my dad's mom and dad. And we'd go there every Christmas, usually after our Christmas or shortly thereafter, sometimes Christmas Day. And so we'd exchange presents with my grandparents and, of course, all my cousins. It was a full house. And so that was an annual event for us. And it was always a lot of fun. There was a lot of food. We'd catch up with the cousins, catch up with all the different family. And then, of course, we'd all give a gift to my grandparents, each family would. And then my grandparents had a gift for all the grandkids. One year, I was expecting the latest electronic football game. And, of course, it wouldn't even come close to what's available today on digital games and electronics. But back then, it was the hottest item, kind of a handheld game. And it had six blinking lights, and you had to move the middle blinking light down the field without getting touched by other surrounding blinking lights. I think there may have been two different colors, in fact. One was offense, one was defense. And so I was enamored with this electronic game, and I was expecting this from my grandparents. I think I had seen the previous year's version, which was four blinking lights, but it had a massive upgrade, and now it had six blinking lights. And so I just was sure my grandparents knew this is what I wanted, and I was going to get it. I didn't get it from my parents that year, and I thought, I bet my grandparents got it. And sure enough, you know, the opening of the presents, that time comes, and everybody kind of gets their gifts handed to them. Mine's in a pretty big box, so I'm thinking in my head, they probably disguised it. It's not a very big game, but they probably put it in a big box to make me, you know, try to fool me. Well, I opened up the box when it was my turn. And lo and behold, my grandparents had given me an electric blanket. So I don't know if you can relate to this, but I think if you're in the, you know, eighth grade, ninth grade, in that realm, and you get an electric blanket, it's not like the most exciting moment in your life, especially when you're expecting to get the hottest toy on the market, like the six-light blinking football game, right? So I opened this box, and I think I was visibly disappointed. I hate to admit that. No one said that. I didn't get corrected by my parents, but I suspect that what was inside of me probably did come out in some way. And I just couldn't believe I got an electric blanket. Like, what in the world will I do with an electric blanket? I want an electric football game, right? Well, interestingly, 12 months from that time, that six-light blinking football game was out of date. But if you were to fast forward from that moment, even to when we moved to Iowa, you know what I was using in the cold Iowa winters and even letting my kids use? It was that very electric blanket. And I'm always reminded of that story when I think about what in the moment can seem quite insignificant, even ugly, even unwanted, in the end proves to be very significant, very important, actually very beautiful. And so from that, I've learned that the beauty of significance lies in the fact that often it's hidden in the ugliness of the unimportant. That principle is generally true about most of the things we treasure, that often we don't see their value initially, but later their value is almost incomparable. It's hard to express how much we treasure and hold something of great worth to us when initially perhaps we just didn't see it. And that is so true about the birth of Christ. All around the birth of Jesus were those who didn't see it. Herod was threatened. Many folks missed it. All they could see was this couple traveling to register their family in Bethlehem. And it was a lady pregnant who wasn't married. Fortunately, there were shepherds who heard the angels. They believed and they visited. There were wise men who saw the star and they made a long journey to visit. But apart from those few minimal people, most folks in that time overlooked and did not even esteem this to be something of great significance and of great treasure. They overlooked it. They probably thought it was very insignificant because of the ugliness of all that surrounded it. And yet, this little baby, Jesus, who was the eternal Christ incarnated, proved to be the most significant birth in the history of mankind. And that one moment over time has grown in its significance and in its worth and in its value. And that's really what we're after in Advent. That's what we've been chasing after, so to speak, longing to help you understand and see and to appreciate, is that what is often viewed as insignificant is actually most significant. And that is the birth of Jesus, God's Son, our Savior. And I trust today on Christmas Eve 2024, you will cherish and treasure to an even deeper degree what many in that culture thought was insignificant, didn't matter, almost inappropriate. And you'll realize that was actually God sending his Son Jesus to be our Savior, the hope of mankind, and that you'll celebrate not only today, Christmas Eve, with us, but you'll also celebrate this Sunday, and you'll cherish and treasure the beautifully significant gift of Jesus Christ all through the year. Well, have a great Christmas and a wonderful holiday season. I look forward to seeing you either at our Christmas Eve services or this weekend at First Family. And may this season bring you great joy. And we wish you the very best of Christmases to you and your family.
Thanks for listening to the Extra Point Podcast. To find more content and resources to grow deeper in your relationship with Jesus, go online to firstfamily.church/resources.